I have the next agenda item, Ms. Chairman.
All right. This also is an action item. It is update on Temple Belton Regional Sewage System. It's agenda item number 6.
No, it's not an action item. It's
no
a report.
Action item.
It's a report only, and it was put in here. We had some folks ask some questions about where we were at Temple Belton. You have most of this information in your packets. I think suffice to say we've been involved with the cities of Temple and the Temples of Belt, cities of Temple and Belton since the 70s. They were the second plan, I believe, that we brought into our system after WMR, so we have a lengthy history with them. It's a contract revenue situation where the cities largely dictate what we do and when we do it, and we provide that service to them. Most of the waste that comes through the project is from the city of Temple, but we treat 100% of Belton stuff and 75% of Temple stuff. It's right now being studied to see if it needs to be expanded. Let's go to the next slide. In 2003, the customers knew that we were getting close to that point and asked us to ramrod a study, which we did. Brought in the services of Casberg and Associates Engineering, and in 2005, they got the first draft of the report, which showed that we needed to expand the plant, significantly expand the plant, and that this cost was going to be commensurately significant to go along with the significant expansion. Those recommendations were received, and as you can imagine, it made the city staff take a step back and want to know, really with a little bit better justification, even though these were just draft recommendations, why it was necessary to go in and spend that kind of money to do this kind of work. And I think the engineering firm has done a pretty good job of going back and answering that. Let's go to the next slide. In 2006, we went ahead and gave them more formal recommendations, and I think the next thing that's going to occur is once the recommendations are final, we'll deliver them to the cities. The cities will have a formal joint meeting between the two city councils, and we'll sit down and walk them through a lot of this information. This is the plant from an aerial shot looking northwest towards the city of Belton. Next slide. This is what it looked like with the original footprint. Notice this over here. There was a significant odor source at one time that was over there that was a lagoon. A sludge lagoon. At one time, the city of Belton had a landfill here. It's been closed for some time, and there was a rock wool plant site that was a Superfund site eventually. But at the time that the plant was built, all of this stuff was in place there. Now, let's go to the next slide. This slide shows the footprint that includes the expansion that occurred in 1990 that brings in the plant to look like what it does now, along with converting that old sludge area into a composting facility. And that composting facility is very successful. They have a lot of compost that goes through there. In fact, there's more demand for compost than we have supplies of compost. But you can get a good feel of what we added in an 89 to 90 time frame in the compost operation that we've added. Now let's go to the next slide. This land was purchased for a buffer and for an idea of expansion at some point in time in the future, but it would move the plant closer to the city of Belton and closer to this highway, which at the time the plant was built, that highway wasn't what it is today. Next slide.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
That purchased property that you got there is part of that old Rockwell plant. Are
yes.
Are we out of the Superfund issue now, or are we out of the...
It's an industrial site now. It's
because we also inherit today. any remedial problems.
That's correct. That's correct. This land purchase right here, now which one do we... Let's go to the next one, please. This shows you kind of relationally where everything is. If you drive by I-35 right there, and there's a McDonald's, I believe, right here at this intersection that you can see, and that ought to kind of tell you where you are if you're used to traveling back and forth down that part of I-35. Well, the prevailing wind, of course, comes out of this direction and blows that way. Back in the day when this was built, there were trees all through here and trees all through there, so you had some nuisance odor buffers that were in place that are no longer in place. So as you can imagine, looking at this, odors are a significant issue for this expansion, especially for the city of Belton, less so for the city of Temple. This really shows you what we're looking at today, and with respect to the expansion, I think it would go safe to say that it would go into that area right there, and that's without some fairly significant design and operational details, it's not going to do much to assuage the concerns about nuisance odors that will be in place there. So we'll have to really work closely with the engineers and work closely with the cities to make sure we're responsive to that. Next slide. We'll do that. I don't think it's going to be January now. I think it'll be probably February at some point. The spring report will be the catalyst that will result, hopefully, in action on the part of the cities, customer cities, and then we'll be back to y'all with the recommendations that we can integrate into the FY08 budget schedule. Now, the thing about this is, again, this is not our money that we're playing with necessarily. It is the money of the cities of Belton and the cities of Temple, and it's like other contract revenue operations where we will bill them for whatever work it is that we do, and we do that work under their supervision.
Significant odor problem? We have somebody that's working on that kind of issue?
It's been foremost in the effort from Belton's perspective ever since we brought the Casper guys on board to look at this. And they've looked at a variety of different things, including some rather expensive and major equipment issues like the headworks where they come in and those resources like that. And it's been a big part of it because Belton's hammered on it every meeting that we've had about the concerns for additional nuisance odors because they're north of that site and the prevailing winds are out of the south.
If they don't fix it in the design, they won't fix it. That's just a caution.
Agreed.
But you really, really have to have some concrete plans about what they're going to do, what lift stations are there, what off gases and where they can go.
They've put in things like biofilters and some of that other stuff to address some of this in the past. They've curtailed their composting activities during the hottest part of the summer because the heat, while it's great for compost, it also creates an opportunity for odors to be able to leave the plant site. One of the delays, quite frankly, that we've had is going in and looking at some of these major structural revisions that would be done ostensibly to help reduce odors. And, you know, it's not necessarily true that both cities are equally concerned about those odor issues since not both of them get to share the benefit of their citizenry enjoying them. So, next slide. That's all I have to say.
Any questions?
I can verify that there are odors there. I go by there about once a month on the way to Fort Hood. And you could have your Alice can be driving, and I could be with my eyes closed. I can tell you when we're there.
Is it early in the morning or late in the evening?
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. Yes. Early in the morning.
Yeah.
Significant PR problem for us.
Yes.
That's what it'll be.